Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. Today is April 9th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and it's 7 o'clock. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So the first thing we're going to do, we see new faces here, so we're going to introduce ourselves. I want you to say a little bit about yourself, you know, like, what do you do for work, and tell us something about yourself. And we'll start with Mr. Savvy.
Are we missing someone?
We're missing Josh. He's traveling right now. He can't be here tonight.
Okay. Bill Savvy. I'm retired. And love living in Candia. Working in the yard. Love it.
Katrina Niles. My husband and I own a lawn fertilizing business. We've lived in Candia for 30 years. And I am not retired. As much as I'd like to be.
Ryan Young. I'm an engineer, a commercial diver, which is why you'll see me on Zoom from time to time. Apologize for that. But I grew up in Candia. I was away for 12, 13 years and moved back a couple of years ago.
I'm Susan Gill. I work for BAE Systems, a finance director in front of one of their business areas. I've been in Candia 16 years. And my claim to fame is you see all the posts on Facebook about the kids who are going to robotics, the robotics tournament in Dallas. That's one of my kids.
Nice.
Good for them. Oh, they must be so excited.
They're so excited.
That is the coolest thing.
They did give them some money.
They did give us money. Oh. Everybody's been so generous in the town. Thanks. It's been wonderful. But yeah, they won the New Hampshire-Vermont state competition. So they're off to Dallas to compete in the worlds.
Well,
that's very cool.
Very cool. Pretty impressive.
Lynn Chivers, I'm retired also. I used to work for the federal government, which I'm really glad about. I don't do now.
It, but yeah.
30 years at the Social Security office, and I probably would be out of a job right now. Yes, I don't know. I've lived in Candia about 50 years. Moved here when I was 2.
Not a good time to take a sip.
That wasn't a joke. that's enough.
Steve Trumper, the newest person here. Mm-hmm. My family purchased a house in Candia in 78. And we lived there off and on for, years. And then I moved away, like he said, for about 10 years, lived in Florida. And then my wife and I moved back in 2019, built a house on Chester Turnpike. So been living here, I guess, technically for 6 years. I work for Fidelity in personal finance. I have a couple degrees from a local university, Southern New Hampshire. So MBA and then a master's in finance.
We'll talk later. He said personal finance. Susan Young, I'm Selectman's rep. I was born and raised here, and that's that. I'm a retired teacher. I sub still, but I'm a retired teacher.
Stephanie Helmick, the school board rep. My husband and I have owned a house here for 24 years. My parents, we moved into town when I was like 13. Two daughters, 21 and 18.
Ooh.
And yes, I know. I don't know. And that's about it.
Janet.
Your turn.
Hi, I'm Janet Lewis. And I've lived here, 43 years. And my husband, Dennis Lewis, had passed away, but he was the road agent for 27 years. So I'm just kind of staying involved with town stuff and live up on North Road and used to have sheep, raise sheep. And I'm just down to 2. And cows are gone too, so kind of downsizing so I can handle everything.
Okay. Okay, the next item on the agenda is election of officers.
May I make a motion? I don't want to get stuck with anything, so let's... May I? Is that okay?
Go ahead, Susan.
I'd like to motion for Lynn Chivers to be the chair, and I don't know who wants to be vice chair. Did you like that?
I'm going to do the chair first.
Yeah, we'll do one at a time.
Okay, we'll go one at a time. Okay, I wanted to piggyback.
We'll do one at a time. Is there any other nominations for the chairman?
No.
I'll second.
Third.
There we go. All bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor? All right. I guess. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Vice chairman. Is there a nomination for vice chairman?
Are you up for it?
Do it again.
Sure. Okay, I'll nominate Susan Gill for vice chair.
I will second that motion.
Okay, any other nominations? All in favor? We got it. Now, the most important job of all.
Oh, boy.
What do we call that job? We don't call that secretary, do we?
Yeah, we call it, hopefully Janet stays around is what we call it.
Please, God.
Now, Janet, pay attention, because this person will probably pay you extra.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. If you want a little, like, under the table, this person will be happy.
Bring you a little extra bonus.
Yeah.
Who was it last time? It wasn't me, was it?
We all took turns, remember? We went around.
We took turns doing the minutes, but I think it might have been you.
Might have been me.
I think we each got one, right?
Well, but that was doing the minutes. But somebody was the secretary the whole time. So.
I know what else they do.
Well, what's the job of secretary now that we have Janet?
Pretty much nothing.
Nothing.
Unless if Janet's sick.
Would you like to take a turn?
No.
If Janet's sick, then somebody would have to fill in.
In case something happens, yeah.
Do you want to be secretary? I was going to say treasurer would be you, but...
I really don't know what's involved, but...
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's details. Why we're going to nominate you.
We didn't either, so...
I think I've done it a couple of times, and I don't think I've had to do anything.
No.
Yeah,
no.
We usually pick the newest person to
get stuck
the secretary.
With that.
Yeah. Gives them a little notoriety.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. Yep.
Okay. Any other nominations for secretary? All in favor, Steve?
There was no discussion
for the board. That was
first night, and you're a popular guy. Okay. Now let's look at the minutes. Now, in case you're wondering, I asked the question, why are all those numbers there?
Oh.
And Linda said it's easier if you have a change or a correction. You could say line 18. Well, there's nothing in line 18. You could say line 24. Instead of saying the second line, the third paragraph. And then when they put them on the website, they take the numbers off.
Okay.
So the numbers don't stay. It's just for us to have the opportunity to talk about them. And so that's kind of nice. Okay.
And
so
again, Lynn did these. They were handwritten from me. So I appreciate it. I really do. Getting them into something a little bit more professional.
I got you. That's what you said you were doing.
Yeah, okay.
It's all coming back to me now.
Okay, so we'll do February 1st. Any changes or corrections to February 1st? Would somebody like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes?
Bill makes a motion. Susan
seconds
it. All in favor?
I have to abstain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're approved. All right, next is February 8th. Line 20, I added a comma. I did that all by myself because I'm the one that made the typo, so. Any changes or corrections on February 8th?
Motion to approve.
Bill makes a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds. All in favor? Okay.
I'll abstain.
Actually, I have to. Technically, I'm abstaining from that one.
Okay.
I didn't vote for them.
They're all approved.
Did you log in that day?
I was streaming, but it was, since it wasn't a meeting.
Yeah, it wasn't
a Zoom, so we couldn't.
Yeah,
we couldn't.
I could only watch. It couldn't
probably a good thing.
Really verify it was me, I guess.
Making all kinds of noise.
Okay, just February 12th.
That was to correct
a lot of
us. Correct.
Yeah, that was that extra meeting.
Oh, that's right. That quick one, yeah.
Motion to approve.
Bill makes a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Wait, Sue, you weren't there.
She was second, right?
I wasn't there.
No.
I thought it said I was.
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
That was
sorry,
that extra.
Sorry, that's
you
that
had
one.
A, that extra meeting.
Class.
You had
yes, I had my class. Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. That's right.
Would somebody else like to second?
I'll yeah, second. Sorry.
Katrina seconds it. Okay, all in favor, approve these minutes.
And I'll abstain.
Okay. Okay. So Janet, you just have to mark these approved and send them to the webmaster, and I'll do the other two because I have the digital copies of the other two.
Okay.
Send the minutes to the webmaster. All right. Okay. Now, everybody should have the town reports. We just got those.
Yeah, I apologize.
No, that, nobody.
Well, we have a new finance person, and I usually remind him. And
everybody's
I
new.
I do.
No, really, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's new, so.
I should have reminded
him. She did a great job, considering that she didn't know she had to do this until yesterday. So, let's look at the expenditure report. This is early in the year, so there's really probably not a whole lot going on with this. This is only for 3 months out of the year.
We have budgeted for ambulance fuel.
What's that?
Ambulance fuel. They didn't even budget for it, which is weird.
Excuse me. I think it goes under the other. I think it should, maybe they put it under the fire department. I don't know that for a fact.
Just bizarre.
Yeah, they probably use the fire department fuel. Yeah.
But that's a good question.
Yeah,
I suppose
I should.
Yeah.
You can, I should
oh, that's
that.
Right.
Yes. Well, I'm the liaison for the ambulance and fire.
Oh, you're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
No, not in charge. No.
Yeah, Boyd went to the recycling center.
Yeah, I know.
God bless him.
I know. Okay, are there any questions on the expenditure report for the town? I know you've just seen these, but like I said, it's early in the year. I don't think there's anything to...
Eliminate the animal control officer and the police were going to take it over?
Yeah.
But there's still money there for it.
Well,
it's for boarding. We still have to board it if they get an animal.
Mm-hmm.
They have to board it. So I don't know if that's what he's got.
Oh, because the wages line is a dollar.
But there's
yeah.
still, you know, software, uniforms, rabies prevention, seminars.
Where are you?
I assume the police would still need that.
Yeah, I think most of those things, the cops would still need to perform the things.
Wouldn't it go under the police budget then?
Not if it's for animal control.
Well, it's going
to
stay
separate. It used to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably easier to stay separate.
Yeah.
Never go back to someone on staff.
Any other questions on the expenditure report? So we got the revenue report. Which is really not much.
Not yet.
had a question. So it's sure. not, maybe it's in here. I haven't had a chance to digest this, but the book that we get from the Boy Scouts, there was one of the bonds or CDs that the town has. It's $1 million. Made $39 in interest last year. $39, which is like 0.00039, not 3.9%.
I wonder. We don't have that this month.
That would be the.
I could bring it next time.
Well, no, that would be the fund. The fund balance, because the fund balance doesn't that usually have about $1 million in it?
Mm-hmm. Is that? Oh, I don't have the. I don't actually have the thing in front of me.
I might have the.
I will say, I don't know who invests for us now. We used to have a treasurer years ago, Shirley Irving, and she would do the stocks and everything. She made a lot of money. I don't know.
Why do we not have somebody that does that now?
The trustees of the trust fund do everything else, but they don't do the.
They don't do the town's budget.
They don't do the
general fund. They don't do the general
fund. Maybe
fund.
There's some restrictions. Well, you can find out. Is there restrictions on we
investments?
If we can invest that, or at least, but it could be in a regular account, a savings account, and
high yield,
and still get.
Yeah, we could do CDs. I mean, we know we're not going to need some of this until half a year. That's a good question, though.
Sounds like a job for Steve.
Do you want to invest the town's funds?
I think it's listed right under secretary duties.
Really. And also. We'll have them vacuuming the floors before we get done here.
Look at $9. $1 million?
That's what I saw.
I bet that's a typo.
That's insanity.
Well, this shows year to date is $191, and that's for 3 months, so that's.
That seems. Oh, on
could
this.
It be a typo?
I thought you were looking at the.
No, I'm just looking at interest on investments, bank interest. But you can find out.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more questions on the revenue report?
Okay. May fix this next time so we get the.
You want the prior year?
Yeah. Because it doesn't really tell us much if we don't have the prior years.
Oh, she just put all zeros. Okay, as a placeholder. Okay.
Yeah. She probably didn't have time to pull all the information.
It's not a criticism. It's just a request for next time.
Next time we get the prior years. Okay. Next on our list is the school expenditure report.
Steve, just to let you know, school is on a July 1 budget year.
The June 30th.
Yeah, so it was a little confusing for me when we started. I was like, why is the town budget so high? Then I was like, oh.
Yeah, so we only have a couple more months on this. Well, April, May, and June,
And what did they vote for? Did they vote for the lower
we got a
number?
Default budget. And the support staff contract went through.
Yeah, I knew that part, but I
the default budget.
Was that the lower of the two? The default?
Okay. It was only 50,000.
Yeah, it was only 50,000 difference between the two of them.
And it was like 18 votes.
Really?
Yeah.
So I did see that enrollment is up, right?
A little bit.
Up to 40 or 41, I saw. So.
And then kindergarten so far, we have 40 registered. That'll be our biggest in
a while. It says right now 40.
Yeah, but enrolled. So right now we have 40. And right now, in whatever month we're in now, April for September, we have 40 enrolled.
Don't more come out of the woodwork in the summer?
Yeah.
Got at least two more coming because my neighbor. House next door, there's two little kids moving in.
Oh, okay.
Your daughter sold her house fast.
Yeah.
Anything in Canada.
It's sold, but not sold. Her husband won't sign the paperwork. Soon to be ex-husband.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But we're down, and so we're down 5 in high school. Is that correct?
4.
Well, wait, we're not at the enrollment yet.
Oh, I thought we were at the enrollment. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun too.
Yeah.
I was just
We're on the expenditures. There are no questions on, yeah.
There's an awful lot of negatives, amounts.
Yes, I've noticed that.
And a question for staff. With bus 4 and 5 have been combined for quite a while. Do we get any money back from the bus contract on that?
We're supposed to. We did that last year and we withheld money, and now they have gotten their lawyers involved to collect that money. So they're having a little bit of a debate about that.
And when's that contract up?
So we're in year 2, so I think it's a 5-year.
It's 5 years?
We've already called out for quotes because they're in breach of contract, but nobody will quote us.
Really?
Nobody wants.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to get a company with those small buses, and that's what...
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there is a... In the contract, there is provisions for when you don't provide, when it's 4 buses instead of 5, but they also found a provision in there where they can bill so much per minute that the bus is late. Like, say, her route is 6 hours,
oh,
and she goes 6 hours and 15 minutes. They've decided to then retro bill us for things, but the lawyers are involved at the moment.
Because so many kids get dropped off, because I dropped off my grandchildren and then picked them up, would you consider making it only 4 buses the route so that you can make...
I mean, they've thought of
the routes more even
about it, but... Your kids are already getting picked up an hour before school starts, so it's tough.
May I ask a question, just personally, why do you do that?
What, do what?
Drop them off and pick them up.
Because it's fun.
And I'm retired.
I like to see them, and yeah.
No, I didn't. I just was curious why so many do that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about everybody else.
It's a line that goes out into the road.
There's like 60 people that do it.
Oh,
yeah, Auburn! Auburn is twice that.
Really?
Auburn is so bad.
It's a bus. Like, I don't know. To the end of your driveway, you just kick the kid out. They get on the bus.
Exactly. That's what my parents did.
Mine's
five
true.
Kids. They had to.
Well, like some dogs too.
Dean
like
built you a little
come.
Bus stop, Ryan.
No, I still miss the bus.
Like my room, they don't come up. So parents, instead of making the kids walk 1/2 mile, drive their kids in. But you can't. You can't drive on our road in a bus that size.
Really?
Especially since it's not being repaired.
It's,
well, you know,
I hate to rub that in, but
yeah,
I had to
how did that
in.
Happen? They used to not go down Kayla Drive,
yeah,
because it's a similar to it, and they do now.
Isn't it a circle at the end of your road?
Uh-huh.
Yes, the bus
cul-de-sacs are all designed for the same turning radius. Radius should be able to go.
That's what I was told when my kids were little.
We got hit by a school
truck
bus in the cul-de-sac. That she hit us.
Mm-hmm.
Same size vehicle.
And they figure probably 1/2 mile doesn't really matter, but when you got little ones, yeah.
Okay. We're done with the expenditure report.
So is the question why there's so many negatives? Is that what the question is?
I mean, if you have any specific negatives, I can ask.
I was looking at the bottom line, though.
So
the bottom line still goes
yeah,
okay.
So,
bad.
Like right now.
Because they can transfer money
okay,
all around.
Yeah, that's right.
We did spend $4,000 of that bottom number for the robotics.
Thank you.
Good.
I couldn't fathom having the coaches have to pay for their own hotel room for that. Like, it just was not, no. So.
Are you a coach?
I know, I'm a parent.
Well, I know you're a parent.
No. But, no, it's a lovely couple. They.
The Sangelos.
Sangelos.
Oh,
she's
oh yeah.
Master.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, their youngest is a freshman in college.
Okay, we're good with the expenditure report?
I have another question for staff.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Not set with the report. I'm just curious, who does the contract for the buses and everything else for school? Is it the SAU?
Yes.
Or?
Well, the SAU, they negotiate, and then they bring it to the school board and
you
say
vote?
This is what we've had. And yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
You good? Next, I believe, is the revenue report.
I And so, like, the state revenue is already promised.
Yes.
Because they're doing the budget. The one
yes.
they're talking about now is for
and
the next 2 years.
And we have our federal
okay.
funds for 26.
You already
25
have that.
And 26,
okay.
we have guaranteed our federal
okay.
funds. After that, we don't know.
Okay.
Now, the catastrophic aid, I thought, isn't that for the special ed?
I think it's, yeah, the state calculations for special ed.
But
catastrophic.
But I thought we only did that if we really needed it.
We have a fund.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but so there's a calculation that the state looks at how much money each town spends for special ed,
uh-huh.
and then they balance it out.
So we can spend that. Because the fund we just leave there, but we can spend this on the current year, on the school year.
Well, so what happens is we don't have to raise and appropriate
right.
as much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if we get any more, it would be unanticipated revenue at the end of the year, but we don't really know
yeah, right.
until June. That's what usually ends up coming back.
So the parents don't pay for using the bus, for the kids to use the bus?
No.
Bus is great.
Right. It's required for K-8.
Yeah, I'm still upset they got rid of the high school.
Yeah, I looked, you know, because I paid
ridiculous.
$150 a year.
Yeah, that's what we paid.
Yep.
Yeah.
They kept it the same. I didn't think that was an awfully lot for going to Pinkerton and back, but I don't know.
Okay, now we can look at the enrollment.
Bring it up again.
Okay.
Here we go.
So we'll look at Pinkerton first, because that's what we were talking about. Well, Pinkerton and two private or other. Oh, no, eight. There's eight kids.
Private and other meaning we don't pay for.
Isn't there school choice now in New Hampshire and you have to pay?
No.
It's coming.
Right now what they have is you can apply if you are in the financial barriers. I think your household income has to be under $100,000. You can apply for the state gives town, approximately $5,000 per student. You can apply for those funds to go towards the school of your choice. But the Not religious, but it's
yeah.
very hard to get.
I thought it was for all kids now.
They're working on it.
You can go to parochial schools and stuff.
No. They're working on it.
I mean, it's in the works and on the news, but it hasn't.
But how about founders?
So you can apply as a parent.
Because I know a family who's, you know a family who's going there.
They're not there anymore.
Right, but he's on the school board.
It was a placement for special ed. So, yeah, I talked
okay.
to a woman who was looking into it, and the financial restrictions are crazy. So it's household income of, I think it's under $100,000 for both combined income. But, yeah, I mean, they're allowed to apply for it at the moment. It's not a given. And there's a law to be voted on. They wanted to up the contribution from the $4,000 or $5,000 to $7,500 per student, but that hasn't gone.
That hasn't passed either?
No, not yet.
Oh.
That would be awesome if it did. But.
Yes.
Okay, then we got the Moore School. Seven extra kids.
And
at least 40 more coming in kindergarten now.
Yeah, so we'll have 31 leaving and 40 coming in. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's interested, in May we're having the presentation of how many teachers they need per unit and for next year.
Are they still doing the fifth grade teacher? Wasn't there a fifth grade opening?
There's a sixth grade. We're not advertising for it, but they need an extra. So she's going to give us her, if we don't have an extra, this is how we'll do it. Because you see there's one sect,
mm-hmm.
and they've been one sect for many years, and they are having lots of
problems.
Fun.
Is that the class that's all boys, just about?
Pretty much, yeah.
No wonder they have problems.
Yeah, so they're trying to figure out how to, without adding an extra teacher, how to, next year when they're in seventh grade, they don't want to lose in English, or science, and math, because they're all specialized in right. seventh and eighth grade. So she's going to present her ideas about that in May, so it's pretty informative.
Okay.
And we're online.
So they couldn't take a fourth grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's
a thought. Yeah, I know.
It's a thought. Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty creative, so we'll see how that goes.
Any questions on enrollment?
Well, Bill, are your grandchildren already out of the school?
No.
No.
They live on South Road now.
Oh, so they stayed in town?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if she ever gets her money from the house sale, she'll probably buy a house, but we'll see.
So the two coming into that house will be extra?
Mm-hmm.
Not extra, additional.
Yep.
Now, you guys all know the list has nothing to do with budget. I guess I can talk about it afterwards.
Okay. Is there any other questions or any other issues we'd like to bring up? No? No? Okay, our next meeting is the 11th of June. That would be the second Wednesday in June.
What about May? Are we skipping May?
Thank you.
No, we try to get out of July, remember?
I am so confused.
May 14th.
May 14th.
May
14th. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, May 14th. Okay.
Yes.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Okay. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So you guys know that there's a